When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Rolling into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 to be part of the conversation. We'll get the call stacked, racked, and ready to go with you. Plenty more to get to here with you as well as we lead it on into the Michael Kay Show coming up at 3 o'clock. And Bart, you mentioned Patrick Queen and what would happen with him with the Ravens. Well, he ends up – and how is this when you go from one AFC North team to another? He will now be going to the Steelers.
Yeah, kind of like going from the Giants to the
– Eagles.
Eagles. Okay. So, like, you know, nobody's going to say anything. Or, you know, Geno Stone, who led them in interceptions, led the league in interceptions, went to the Cincinnati Bengals. It happens. Like I told you, the people that have the greater appreciation for you is your opponents.
Yep.
So, like, they know what it's like. They know what he's done. They know how hard it is to game plan around him. They know what he's strong at, weak at. They scout you. They watch you. So, you know, sometimes, okay, you know, you can't pay everybody, so you're able to move on.
Okay.
And,
all right.
You know, that's another example of it.
It is. We'll keep an eye on what more is going on in a busy day of day two, where it was Derrick Henry who made the biggest headline of the day so far, as he will land with the Baltimore Ravens. If anybody embodies what a Raven is, it certainly is Derrick Henry. They get bigger, tougher, and stronger, and him along with Lamar Jackson should be a very interesting show to watch in the AFC. In the meantime, again, the Giants had a good first day, a very good first day for Joe Shanahan. He's remaking this team, Brian Burns being the big addition they made through the acquisition of him, and they get him for a five-year $150 million. Devin Singletary will replace Saquon Barkley, obviously the connection with Dable and with Shane when they had their days in Buffalo, a durable running back. John Runyon added to the guard position at the offensive line is also a big addition. The Jets, relatively quiet. They do make a couple of moves, but nothing that is major headlines yet, but you're anticipating they'll be doing some things. We'll get back to the calls on that. But just let's also update everybody on a big story from yesterday that started out as the big story before all the Saquon Barkley stuff happened, and that is the Yankees and sudden injury issues to two of their most important players. Gerrit Cole, it starts out with, of course, the fatigue he has and getting the MRI on the elbow and waiting to see what that's going to cost them. And Brian Hoke said that already Aaron Boone is saying that they are looking into it. It's going to be a couple of days, he said, until everybody really has a say on what's going on with Cole. But on top of it, did say that he said it would be difficult to envision Gerrit Cole starting on opening day. So they are already having conversations about who's going to be the opening day starter to replace Gerrit Cole. There's that. But then we heard about Aaron Judge. And what would first, Bart, supposed to just simply be a scheduled rest day for him, turned into that he's got something going on physically with him. Have you ever had an MRI on your abs?
You know, anybody that has sat around and been a Yankee fan for a long time, remember a guy named Aaron Hicks who loved golf?
Oh, no.
Who it seemed like every year he came in, he had something with his obliques, something with his abdomen. Mm-hmm. You know, remember that baseball, that's the movement that you use. Similar to a golf swing, baseball yep. swing, it's all about core torque. So – yes, I've heard of it, but it's really a baseball-specific injury that yep. baseball players get at a much higher level than any other sport.
Because of twisting, basically. Now, to be clear, though, Judge said it's not the oblique part of it. It's actually the middle of his abs. And
what the hell is the middle of your abs?
Well, it's your six-pack.
That would be your obliques. You can hurt any part of it. The twisting motion can strain any part.
The obliques are on the left and the right.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But I'm saying, okay, if it's the middle, the core, it's still the abdomen. Okay, the abdomen.
So he said today that he underwent an MRI on Monday after he felt that pain that we were talking about, why they took him out of the game and why he didn't play yesterday in the doubleheader and why he's off today. Said, we ran tests. Everything came back good. He goes, it's just what I told them. I was a little banged up and needed a couple of days. Hopefully we'll get back out there soon. Now, Boone used the unfortunate phrase of how he was a little beat up, spring training beat up from all the work he's put in. You don't want to hear beat up because that sounds like he's, you know, he's wrecked. Where he's, but even Judge said, I'm a little banged up. Now, what is he feeling? He said he feels it mostly on the follow through of his swing. And he thinks it's from what he was doing in the off season. So the quote here from Judge is, from swinging from November all the way until now, every single day I put some wear and tear on it. Especially after coming back from the toe injury, your mechanics are a little messed up and you're working through things. So he's trying to I think he's downplaying this as something that isn't going to be a major thing. He's like, it's just part of being a baseball player, and I'd rather take a couple of days now when the games don't matter than miss some games in April and May. And so that's basically it.
You would think with the workload that he would be okay. Like, and then it forces you to question what these guys are doing in the offseason. And does Aaron Judge have to change what he's doing in the offseason because he's getting older and maybe he's ramping up and going too hard, and you have to find that balance between peaking at the right time and overworking or usage? So that's, you know, to me, that's something that's concerning as well. It could be a sign of age, right? As far as, you know, your body only has so many swings and powerful swings in it, and, you know, because it's like a car, it's mechanical, right?
Is he swinging too hard? Like, what? Like, was he swinging with a weighted bat or something that would cause like stress?
Right.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's what it is. So he doesn't expect. He said the most important thing is to get ready for opening day. Okay, that of course is the most obvious thing. That is that's important. And Boone is saying that he's more likely to get back into the lineup for spring training games by the weekend. So they're not really going to rush it or anything like that. But you know what I don't like here? The whole thing started out. This is where the Yankees haven't learned yet. Why did you tell us it's a scheduled day off and you downplay it? When he got an MRI. When you know he was telling you there's something wrong. And actually it's somebody, I wish I could find it, but it got lost in my replies. There was somebody that sent video and said this is where he got hurt. And it was over the weekend. He was had an at-bat. He took a swing, and you could tell he like put his hand on his side and like he felt some discomfort and did some stretching after a hard swing at an at-bat. And it's like, okay, like if it happened, why does it have to be? Oh, no. It's scheduled day off. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Like, haven't the Yankees not learned yet to not do it this way? That's the only part I have a problem with at this point. Guy's going to be a little sore, something happy, pull something. That's baseball. But to tell us originally it's just a scheduled day off and then have it turn into he's banged up and then have it turn into, well, no, he's actually having some discomfort in his abs from swinging too much because he didn't take really any time off from swinging all winter. That's the part I don't get. You as a player don't understand this, but when you're a fan or in the media, like you're always just like, could you just don't treat us like we're stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, simple as that.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, you're not into this.
No, what I'm saying.
It's spring training, I get it.
It's like, it's semantics, right? It's word salad. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, well, because Judge is talking, now you can talk about it, but you didn't want to talk about it because you didn't know if Judge was going to talk about it.
Well, he did the smart thing and came out and just said, all right, let's talk about it. I'm not going to hide behind it. Let's explain it so everybody knows, and that's great.
Because he knows that New York media will start going crazy.
Yes, and he knows how, obviously, the Cole stuff has already got people on edge, and then this added to it, it started making everybody freak out because what was the anxiety of last season? What was the conversation? Everybody's hurt. They're always hurt. Right? Injuries happen, and Judge knows that throughout his career, that's been the biggest thing with him is, can he stay healthy? Because when he does, he's one of the best players in the sport. But the problem is he doesn't stay healthy. And this is one thing that makes you worry, like, oh, no, not already. Is there something wrong with him? And you don't want to see that. When it comes to Cole, he did make comment on that as well. He said that to see him the other night, he's still throwing 97 miles an hour. I know he's not bouncing back the way he wants, but that's a guy who's a perfectionist. So he said, I'm hoping for the best news, even if it's him being out a couple of weeks. I'll take that over anything worse. We're all praying for the best. How does that make you feel?
Praying for the best. What, like, man, that sounds dire, man.
Right? Like, when it's like, if he's out a couple of weeks, I'll take that over anything worse than that.
Like, praying for the best.
So the Giants are making a move at quarterback. I don't know what this signifies, because this is somebody that lost his job, as you thought. He actually twice lost the job. The Giants are signing Drew Lock to a one-year deal. Now, remember, he was
he's a good player, though.
Yeah, he was in Denver, right?
Yeah, he was
in
Denver.
And then he ended up, went to Seattle.
For Russell, yeah, for the Russell Wilson trade.
And then Geno beat him out.
And he played last year for in replacement of Geno when Geno got hurt.
Right.
So, I mean, I get that. Like, that's a good young player. You know, he's kind of like a Tyler Heinicke. He plays well. He's very energetic and plays with a rhythm and tempo.
So, is this the competition that this means there's no Justin Fields, would you say? Is this competition with Daniel Jones fight it out?
I would say they're out of the Daniel Jones type of sweepstakes.
The Justin Fields.
Yeah, the Justin Fields. I would say that it's – who knows what Justin Fields is going to do at this point? Like, does Chicago keep him around as the backup, hoping that somebody gets hurt and they can trade him then? Like, that's a tough situation for Caleb Williams and Justin Fields, or whoever they decide to draft. Unless they're faking us all out and then they're going to keep Justin Fields and they're going to, you know, put the number one pick up for sale. I don't foresee that coming.
No way. The pick?
So, I mean, you have asset that you're just going to have sit and you can't move. And it's going to be uncomfortable, because it's going to be guys that's – he's going to be farther ahead than Caleb Williams. So, are you going to play him and not play Caleb Williams?
Maybe. Maybe you do the thing that the Giants did with Eli Manning, where you go a little bit into the season, you let him get his feet wet, like, you don't put all the pressure on him to be great right away. What are we learning about quarterbacks at the top of the draft? They get ruined more than they become. Like, Greeny did this whole thing on Get Up earlier in the week, and I texted him, and I just, that's a phenomenal segment, because it was a debate, and Mike T pushed back a little bit, but Greeny said something that I've been saying for years. It's like, why is it that you jump over each other to draft these quarterbacks in the top five, and then if they're not instantly great, that they it's their failure, not yours. You put them into situations. If you're drafting in the top 10 or even in the top five, you're generally a bad team, right? You're pretty much a team that wasn't very good. Otherwise, how did you get there? Now, I understand that the Bears got that pick because they traded the pick. I understand that. But we all know what the Bears are. They're still not a very good team. And so you're going to now draft a kid and then immediately play him because, oh, my God, we have to play him. We drafted him this high. We have to play him. And the Chiefs told you, no, you don't. But nobody will listen to the Chiefs. Got to play him. And then when he plays and he's not ready, we go, oh, this guy sucks. Throw him out.
Yeah, Chiefs also got a player that was young. I mean, that a player that was not taking number one.
Well, it's still top 10.
I guess the best example is Carson Palmer, because he had John Kitna there for a year before he had to play.
But you understand, like, but also, did the Giants start Eli? And look what the Giants gave up to get Eli. Did the Giants start Eli right away, or did they start Kurt Warner?
No, you're right.
Right? It's sometimes that's the better thing to do. Just ease him in, let him get comfortable.
But playing the first year is a real thing.
Why?
Because Eli played in his first year.
Well, he played halfway through his first
year. Right. Lamar Jackson played in his first year.
But he didn't play because they wanted to play him. Yes, played because he had to play.
What I'm saying is, at some point, like, the Giants were 5-2 when they started Eli, right?
They had a good record, and then they ended up. I thought they were 500. I think they might have been 500.
Okay. And they
but then they lost the rest of the way.
And they started a kid. Like, okay, it was time for the kid to learn.
It was time for him to go. Yes. That's fine. I get it. But you don't see what I see about that, the quarterback thing?
I do. It's been mixed reviews, right?
So why can't they just keep Justin Fields?
Joe Burrow started because, I mean, I think they may have to. Because if you can't get proper compensation, but they're only going to get less compensation. You know, the key is, you hope that, you know, if you start Justin Fields, you're getting a kid ready, and somebody quarterback goes down year, and you can trade him.
And by the trade deadline, which is around Halloween, that's when you make a trade, and then you go.
But how fair is that for Justin Fields?
It's not fair.
He's going to go to another team and don't know the offense, and they're going to get judged, and then go to free agency after that.
It's business. It's business, Bart. It's business. I can't give up an asset that I know will be more valuable if I hang on to it than if I just give it away.
I feel like Justin Fields has done enough for them to do right by him. So if they got to give him up for a fourth round draft pick, be happy.
No, Carolina, it's not about the fourth round. But it's not about the fourth round pick. Bart, give him away to who?
To whoever take him. Somebody will take him for a fourth round draft pick.
Clearly, nobody wants to.
Who knows if the asking price is too high, and that's what this is all about.
Well, that's something we have to find out. But right now, there apparently is no market for Justin Fields. None. And the Giants, we thought, might have been a great idea, and they went with Drew Lock on a one-year deal.
Because Drew Lock is free.
Yeah, it's cheap. A draft pick. I understand, but come on.
He's a draft pick. He's not free.
My point is that they felt that was the better way to go than this. And if you're a franchise that doesn't have a quarterback beyond this year, which the Giants don't have a quarterback beyond this year, that might not have been a bad flyer to take. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. We had Justin Fields going to Pittsburgh. We had him going to Atlanta. We had him going everywhere.
And what did those two teams do? They went for veterans instead. Flawed veterans.
Yeah.
Right? Atlanta got a quarterback that's good but has one playoff win. One. And he's older. And he's expensive. Pittsburgh brought in a quarterback that might have won a Super Bowl, but that was so long ago that all we remember now about him is that he didn't win the other Super Bowl.
What Pittsburgh is saying that we're paying $2 million for our quarterback so we can go sign Patrick Queen.
That's true, too.
We can go sign other good players around because now we're like the San Francisco 49ers. We're paying nothing for our quarterback.
800-919-3776. Let's get back to the calls on the football stuff. And Monty's in Woodbridge. Go ahead, Monty. Monty. Who's he beating up? Monty, what do you think Monty's punching?
You know what? I don't know.
Monty's punching a Zach Wilson Zach Wilson blow up doll.
That sounded angry though, didn't it?
Yes.
Right. I'm trying to figure out what he was doing. Monty just put his phone down and just started punching something. What else is going on here? I'm almost curious now.
We got to make sure we're not experiencing a crime.
Damn.
Come in.
Is he knocking on something?
It sounds like whatever he's doing, it's pretty physical.
Oh, he's coming back.
Monty. He picked up the phone, didn't he? This is so compelling.
Oh, he's hammering. He does construction.
You think he's working? He's on the job?
Yeah, he's working. He's working. He's been on hold for an hour, so he's like, you know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we got to let Monty go.
All right, we'll let Monty go.
Okay.
No, I tell you what, though, that had me a little freaked out because in the beginning, didn't it sound like he was kind of grunting through something?
Yeah, it's like.
Roberto and Deegan. Roberto.
Turn your radio down, Berto.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? First-time caller. Big fan. Just wanted to comment on the Barkley situation where people are bugging out, upset, burning jerseys. I'm like, these are the same people that if they had to leave their job for better benefits, a better 401k and a higher salary, they'd do it in a heartbeat.
Are people burning Saquon Barkley's jersey?
Triple to play.
Yeah.
Triple to pay.
What would you what did he do? Burning his jersey because he wouldn't take less money. Like significantly less money.
They didn't even make him an offer.
Well, think about it.
So no money.
Whatever they would have paid for that position would have been significantly lower. And he already took, like he didn't hold out last year. Like what about this? Other than, as I said, if you want to hate him because he's an Eagle, you could do that. But to hate him for leaving your team doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me.
And I just want to throw one more thing out. Last week, you guys were talking about Arby's. There's one in Westchester on Central Ave. Definitely have to make a stop.
Central Ave. Okay, I can hit that on
Arby's
the way up
good?
To the Knicks practice
good?
Facility.
Are you
I thought
fan?
It wasn't bad. It was my first time. It wasn't bad. So definitely.
So hold on. So
I'm going to need more than it wasn't bad.
So you went there based on us, right? So Arby's needs to start kicking us in because we sent you Arby's.
Yeah, I would have never stepped in if you guys weren't talking about it. So,
what did you get?
That roast beef sandwich. So ate it in the car. I made a mess.
You gotta get the roast beef.
It was all right.
So good, man.
Yeah.
Should have tried the patty milk.
I appreciate you, Roberto. Anthony and Dobbs Ferry, what do you think of the Brian Burns trade for the Giants?
I don't like it. I don't understand. Everybody's excited about a defensive end, which I guess outside of quarterback is probably the most important position in football now. But we don't have a quarterback. That's a position you fill when you have a quarterback. We don't have one. I mean, I loved what you said, Bart. You're 100% right, bro. How do we not trade for Justin Fields? I mean, even if you say you give us a 3, okay, I'll take it. Give us a 3, we get Justin Fields. Are we going to draft a quarterback? Because I'm not hearing much about that anyway. And even if we do, what are we going to get at the draft slot that we're in? Maybe the third or fourth best guy on the board?
Maybe
even if we
Michael
trade
Penix.
Up,
Michael
we're going to get the
maybe.
Third best guy.
Michael Penix, maybe.
Michael Penix didn't look so great in that national championship, I can tell you that.
Tell me this.
And if you're going to tell me we're going to get J.J. McCarthy,
but tell me
J.J.
This.
McCarthy, to me, screams out Daniel Jones without the mobility.
Anthony, did Michael Penix look better than Dak Prescott ever looked in college? Did he look better than Patrick Mahomes ever looked in college? Yes. So, like let's not disrespect him because he had a tough game against a damn near pro-style defense that was, you know, half the staff that did defenses with Harbaugh in Los Angeles. So the
but
kid,
that's what you just but Bart, you just hit the nail on the head.
He's gonna face that.
He played terribly against a pro style defense.
Yes.
Now he's gonna be in the pros.
But guess what? But guess what? He's gonna have pro players. How many people on his team do you think going to the NFL? My point.
Probably not.
How many people did Michigan set a record with 18 people invited to the combine? A record.
Bart, would you rather have Michael Penix or would you rather have Justin Fields? I want Justin Fields.
Penix is cheaper.
Instead, you got Drew Locke.
Michael Penix could be that dude. Like, listen, I think if Michael Penix goes to, he could be somebody that goes somewhere and becomes a future starter. If you saw him in the combine, the ball comes off his hand different from anybody. His concern is you worry about the injuries that he had in college. You don't worry about his ability to play.
He's not a big stature guy. He's a small kid, man.
He's like 6'3", 6'4". What are you talking about?
Yeah, but how much does he weigh?
Oh, my God, bro. Like, I can't.
Big guy.
Like, have you he's big. How tall? Anthony, how big are you?
5'9".
He's 6'3".
Yeah, I get it. But he's not big of a guy. I'm talking about in what? You're going to get hit in the NFL, man. The way he plays, he's going to be moving around. I mean, Bart, this is the real thing.
Let's get rid of Bryce Young. Let's get rid of Sam Darnold. Let's get rid of – I can name half the people in the league that's smaller than him.
Anthony, we got to go. You can say a lot about Michael Penix. I don't think he's small.
Right. He's not small.
He's not the kid from the Colts. What's his name? The Freak. He's not him.
Yeah, but he's also not Jaden Daniels. If I told you the Giants were signing Jaden Daniels, you'd be like, oh yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, Jaden
Daniels.
Jaden Daniels
180 pounds.
He's like the NFL's version of Victor Wembanyama when it comes to him. When he turns sideways, he just disappears. Like, he's skinny.
Yeah, I just don't understand his rationale. Like Michael Penix, like, oh, did you see what he did against Michigan?
I think he sounded like a fan that was frustrated, but really didn't
know why. And
already
made up his mind on the options that they could have.
Didn't like, just nothing. Like, you know how it is sometimes when something appeals to you and you love it, and other things that don't appeal to you, you can't accept it.
And I'm the one who brought up the Justin Fields thing. I get it, but Michael Penix.
Fields would have made sense for the Giants, in our opinion. They went with Drew Locke instead to compete with Daniel Jones, and more than likely we'll try to find a quarterback in the draft, but it doesn't seem like at 6 that'll be the guy. It doesn't seem like it. Find their wide receiver in the draft. Maybe that's what they do. And that's at 6.
Yeah, at 6 you need an instant, like, guy that's going to be
– instant impact.
Yeah, instant impact.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see where it all goes. More of your calls, of course, to get to at 800-919-3776. And the Knicks play the Sixers tonight, a second time they'll meet them now in this home series that they play. And while the Sixers are getting Tyrese Maxey back in this game where he did not play on Sunday night, could the Knicks get OG Anunoby back? I'll give you the latest on that next. Stay with us. Spartan Han, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This epitomizes like mid-90s just bar music. Not that it was bad, it's good. It's a good song. Weezer's good, and I read you the old concert availability if you're interested.
Is this Tom stuff right here?
This is definitely Tom. Apparently, though, he likes metal, which does not fit the brand. If you want to destroy my sweater.
It feels like, I forgot who this sounds like.
It's all soft, they all sounded the same. Everybody had that, just the guitar chord kind of 90s rock. Be naked, lying on the floor. Anyways, ESPN, what is it? The app. Just go to the app. You have a chance to win tickets to see the concert in September when Weezer comes to town. So you want to check that out. By the way, also you want to check out the Michael Kay Show. They have a live Big East broadcast on Friday, March 15th. Starts at 3 o'clock at the Rutherford. It's a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from the Garden. And I believe we got good weather the rest of this week. Should be in the 60s, so beautiful up there. Plenty of ESPN swag, of course, that we're going to give away. A chance to score Big East Tournament tickets. We're into that part of the year now, everybody. It's March Madness. See the K-Show live with special Big East guests at the Rutherford on 33rd Street. It's Friday, 3 p.m. It's brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. All right, so before we get back to the calls, tonight the Knicks play the Sixers, the second now of their two-game series. The Sixers have been in New York here for a couple of days. The Sixers, it was an ugly game Sunday. I mean, putrid, awful. The Knicks players used one word that I couldn't say on radio, but we'll just say it rhymes with spit. When they talk about how they played like spit. And that's the best way to describe it. It was the lowest scoring game for a team this season and the lowest aggregate score, because both teams were horribly under 80 points. The lowest scoring combination in like 8 years. Just awful basketball. But it was perfect for the Sixers. It was beautiful for them because they had no Embiid and no Maxey, and they needed this win desperately. It kept them in range of the Knicks, and also now tonight's game is big on several levels. One, the Knicks need to win this game, just need to. Two, if the Sixers win this game, the series, season series is now tied, and so you go to the next tiebreaker. So if they end up being tied, that's something to keep in mind. Now, the Sixers are getting Maxey back tonight. That we know already. But what we are wondering about is the availability now of the Knicks players who have been injured. One could be available tonight, and I'm saying could because on the injury list today, he has been listed as out since January 27th when he hurt his elbow. OG Anunoby is now listed as questionable for tonight. Now, I have heard that he was very close, and he's been practicing. And I wouldn't – like Friday, I thought maybe he could play Friday night. He didn't. Then I thought, well, maybe he'll play Sunday. He didn't. So the sense is he going to play tonight?
Yeah,
and so they moved him from out to questionable, which like brings up the, okay, he's getting a lot closer. He's been practicing. Tom Thibodeau's been hinting to how he's pretty much ready. They're just waiting for the doctors and him to all say, okay, it's time to go. This is an important game.
Right.
So it would not surprise me if he didn't play tonight. I'd be more surprised if he didn't play than if he did play. But if he doesn't play tonight, I feel like he's got to play by Thursday.
Well, I would think that, okay, he didn't play the first Philly game because what he wanted to do is make sure that, say, okay, maybe we can win this game. But now the pressure's on, right? Because this is a guy, this is a team that beat you, that's in, you know, in your way or
right.
in close pursuit.
Well, they're right there, yeah.
So,
behind
so now you play them. You don't play them the first time because you hope that you can kind of win and steal a victory, especially when you saw that Maxey was out. Now this kind of makes this a must win because now they have two. They'll have two of you on the head to head. So, if he's going to step up, this is when you want to ask him to step up.
I would say that's exactly it. You want to ask him to step up. This is where
we have to have this.
Thank you. Right? Like, Bart, isn't that – I know you guys can't do that with each other. When the guys are hurt, you respect that you understand.
Yeah, but you'd be like, come on, bro.
Like, you're in practice. You're running around. It's like, bud, you look fine. Let's go. We need you. Like, come on. Like, we all know when he came to this team, what happened? His impact on the team defensively is off the charts. Like, you can't even – I can't even describe how much better they are with him on the floor defensively – and also the ability to stretch and make threes and just give them one more piece that they desperately need.
Right. And even if his shot isn't there, his ability to lock down wing defender, be a wing defender, which is something that he's going to do with his legs more than his elbow, to me, is worth it. If he's coming out there and he can't give you much offense, I'm still hoping that he can give me activity, rebounds, and great defense and make it difficult for whatever team – player gets if the team player gets hot, if Philly's team get hot, somebody get hot, he can go down and cool their ass off.
It's true. Although nobody had it going on Sunday.
So if he don't have his shot from the corner wide open, okay, so be it. Give us what you got, man.
Yeah.
Like we'll get the shot back. But
yeah.
let's ain't nothing wrong with your legs.
Right. Now again, so you have this. If you can get him back tonight, but you know he's coming back at some point here or this week for sure, but it's like it feels like tonight will be the night. Maybe he'll warm up. My guess is this. Pre-game, Tom Thibodeau will say he's going to go through warm-ups and he's going to let us know how he feels, right? And if he has a good warm-up, he's in the lineup, and then, okay, he's back. And that's been, like I said, January 27th. So it's been that's been that long since they've been without him. You get him back. Julius Randle, who, is, again, on Instagram, he was – posting a bunch of stuff of him shooting, playing tennis, like just working everything he can with the shoulder to get himself ready and to get himself, you know, where he needs to be. And the thought with Julius Randle is that it might not be as soon as OG, but it has felt like from Randle's side that he's ready to go. I think the team just wants to make sure that he can handle contact and that it doesn't lead to one hit and he's out.
Right. And that's what the tennis is for, like stretching those muscles, right, the shoulder muscles. Because, you know, who knew? I could have helped him out. We could have went and played pickleball.
You know what I'm saying?
I could have helped him get that shoulder right. You know what I'm saying? Serving muscle hot shots.
Yeah, pickleball. That'll get it done. But I just think that as we've been – how many weeks now have we been saying when they get healthy? I think we're in that time period now. Here we are, March 12th. It feels like this is now, okay, it's time to get healthy. I can't wait too much longer. Like, this is it. And then you play Portland, which is a very winnable game to start off a road trip. Portland's not a very good team, but you still got to respect them. Thursday night begins the road trip. Then it's Saturday at Sacramento, which is a tough team with a lot of physicality. Domantas Sabonis is a big dude that they got to deal with. And to be honest with you, for Randall, I wouldn't want him anywhere near Sabonis. Sabonis is like the last thing you want to test the shoulder is a guy like that.
he'll set a hard screen on you. They'll run you to a screen, pop a shoulder right out.
You don't want that. Well, it's not even the screens. It's his post-ups and the way he – like, and he – and Randall and Sabonis, if you look at their history, they have a history of – they beat each other up all game long. So I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to play him in that game. So
he's
Randall,
the,
could it be –
he's a white Randall. They're basically the same player.
It's true. Can you get him back for Golden State Monday? Could you get him back for Denver the Thursday that ends the trip? Or do you wait and bring him back against the Nets, who don't have a lot of size, on that Saturday afternoon at home? Is that like maybe you have to go through
soft
the West
landing.
Coast trip and bring him back where, you know, like now that's kind of late. Again, that game is the 23rd, right? That's a Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about how many games left at that point? 10, 12? So, you know, that's why I'm looking. I'm looking at the schedule, and you want to, like, avoid certain matchups. And that's a bonus matchup? No way. Don't want him anywhere near that guy. Because he's this guy, he's a wrecking ball.
He's Terminator.
Yeah. So if I'm a Knicks fan, exactly. Or Alperen Şengün, you see this injury the other night, where luckily he avoided anything serious. But, like, I'm looking at it that way. If you can get OG back, okay, there's one piece already. And Randall, if I'm the team, I'm like, I'll let you come back after the Sabonis game. There's no way I want you playing against Sabonis.
Yeah, but if you're OG, man, what the hell are you doing? Come on, Doc. All hands on deck now. Time to get playing.
Do guys have conversations like that in the locker room?
Yeah, you're like, bro, what's up? What's good, baby? We good? What's going on? Because you're tapping in, asking him. You coming in, and when you coming in from practice or you coming in from a game, he's sitting there.
Right.
You've seen him do his work before. You're like, man, what's up? How far we are, baby? What up, man?
Okay.
Especially when you come out there and you get your ass kicked and you only put up 70 points. Like, you're looking at Jalen Brunson limp out there like, bro, like, what's up, man?
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, he ain't been in a culture. So maybe he don't have that sense of entitlement to the group. You know what I'm saying? Because he don't know where they came from. Mm. He just parachuted in.
I look at it like this.
I need you to get on board, man. If you're going to be one of us going forward, man.
It's contract year.
We need you to thug out, man.
Right? It's a contract year. So, you got something to prove? Like, something like that. Like, for sure. This is a big game. I don't like saying must wins. I think this is a must win tonight for the Knicks. I think it has to be. They have to have the mentality tonight. This has to feel like a playoff game tonight. Has to. Their offense was putrid. Their defense was very good on Sunday. Their offense was awful. So, and the turnovers especially. They had a ton of 21 turnovers. It's just way too much. Tonight's game feels like a must-win at the Garden. It's on TNT. We don't have it on MSG, unfortunately, but it is on TNT. But this feels like must-win. And when it's must-win time, where we're at 18 games to go, that's when all your players, if you're healthy enough to play, this is when you play. Gotta play. And so we'll see if Anunoby is in the lineup. If he is, it's significant for the Knicks. You start him at the four, even. You can leave Hart at the three, or and bring Precious Achiuwa off the bench, or you bring Hart off the bench and you put OG at the three where he normally plays. And you just, all right, here we go. Because Achiuwa's been very good at the four. And then Hart can come in and, you know, obviously give Anunoby, who's not going to be able to play a 40, you know, 35-minute game.
Yeah.
He's got to ease himself back in conditioning-wise. Hart comes off the bench, can take a lot of the minutes there, but it just gives you one more player that just makes you one more player better. Well, we shall see.
They definitely should. He definitely should be able to come back. His conditioning should be good, man.
Like, yeah.
With that injury, man, it doesn't stop you from running.
No, he's been practicing. Yeah, he's been practicing. So we'll see. That's a big game tonight at the Garden. 800-919-3776. We'll finish up with the rest of your calls before we hand it off to the K Show.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! Bagged! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This sounds like suburban rock. You're going to rock hard, man.
Yeah, that's what happened in the 90s. It's kind of like softened up a little bit.
Just because you're in the back playing,
to me, what happened to rock is that it sped up and guys just did a little more growling and roaring than they did in the 80s, where it was just straight up screeching and it wasn't as much speed metal. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know, everything sped up. Became a little harder to listen to.
Yeah, just don't really have no energy.
Well, it's yeah, but I mean, I'm sure you heard this stuff in the gym back then, right? Like when you were lifting.
Oh, I used to hate that.
Offensive lineman would turn this stuff on.
I used to hate that crap.
Or like GWAR.
Because back back then, that's what they used to play. Because I was in Carbondale, so they had no hip hop stations to listen to this crap. Like, man, come on, man.
Oh, man, let's grab a few more calls before we call it a day here and send it off to the K Show. Adrian in Westchester, I know you never hear this. Yo, Adrian. Wow.
Did you call me Adrian?
That's what it says on the call screen.
Oh, it should be Hayden, like the Hayden Planetarium.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so guys,
doing,
thank
Hayden?
You for allowing me to – I am doing well, enjoying this lovely sunny day.
Yes, can't wait to get out to it.
Yeah, I just wanted to go 2 points really quick. I just want to express my frustration with Saquon Barkley. I'm not upset at him for standing on business. Last year, he turned down a deal that I believe is only a $3 million difference from what he accepted with the Eagles. Now, for someone
is that confirmed? Do we really know that, what the deal was last year, 12 or 13?
That's a good question. But if it was $3 million difference and he claimed to be a person who wanted to be a Giant for life – $3 million for someone that claimed to be a Giant for life. I don't know. So I'm not mad at him. I'm just frustrated.
But tell me this. You're frustrated, right?
Yes, sir.
You ask me for some money, right? And I say I'll give you 12, but I won't give you 13, right? And then next year I hit the lottery and somebody gave me 30. I got 30 extra million dollars and I still won't give you the extra million. Every team got 30 more million dollars. So how are you going to be mad at him when now it should be easier for them to give him an extra $1 million? So you should be frustrated with your organization if that's the case, because every team got $30 million from nowhere. They didn't earn it. They didn't go get it. They gave it to him. So that's like winning the lottery. That's like you ask your friend for $3, and he say, I'll give you two. And then he hit the lottery, and he's like, man, can I get $3? He's like, no, I'll give you two. Like, well,
hey, May I ask one last question?
I see how you want to skip over that. Don't respond to that. But go ahead. Next question.
You're right. I'm not going to respond because you're right.
Okay, there you go.
Anyway, I just wanted to ask, with the new addition that we got from Carolina, with Sexy Dexy in the middle, with Kayvon Thibodeau on the other side, does the Giants still have Aziz Ojulari on the roster? Because when he was healthy, he was the force to deal with himself. And with all that together, I think our defensive line could be very impactful. What do you guys think?
No, the offense, I don't know if he's still on the contract, but I tell you what, you better get somebody that can cover somebody, because people getting open real fast and it don't matter, right? That's where your problem is now. You have to replace McKinney, and also you have to replace Adoree Jackson on the opposite side and hope that Banks can take the next step. So you still have some holes in that regard.
Ojulari is on the roster.
That means he's a great swing guy.
But then again,
he's on the roster for now.
Yeah. All right, well, the K-Show takes over from here. Again, Knicks and the Sixers tonight. Must win, I think, for the Knicks. We'll see if OG plays. We'll have a lot more to talk about tomorrow. Stay with us. See you tomorrow, Bart.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.